Hello, my name is Christian Bilwin, and welcome back to Digital Shadows, the podcast about the unknowns of the digital world, and this week, we're going to talk about the dark web. So what exactly is the dark web? The dark web is a secretive and often enigmatic part of the internet, and has garnered significant attention due to its associations with illicit activities. This podcast aims to provide an in-depth exploration of the dark web, including its nature, how one can access it, its functions, the pros and cons of it, and then I will discuss a case study about the Silk Road, which was a notorious online marketplace. It is important to recognize that while the dark web is a hub for both legal and illegal activities, it plays a pivotal role in shaping the digital landscape, challenging conventional norms of the internet, privacy, and law enforcement. So a little bit about it. The advent of the internet has transformed our lives in countless ways. It has revolutionized communication, commerce, and information dissemination. However, the vast expanse of the internet holds secrets. One such secret is the dark web. The dark web, often misconstrued, is an intentionally concealed realm of the internet, designed to elude standard search engines and prying eyes. It functions on encrypted networks and necessitates specialized software, notably the Tor browser, or the Onion router, to access. Tor is renowned for ensuring user anonymity, making it exceptionally challenging to trace their online activities. This anonymity is both a boon and a curse, as it can be utilized for both legitimate and nefarious purposes. Accessing the dark web involves using specialized software and networks to browse websites that are not indexed by traditional search engines and are intentionally hidden from public view. It is important to note that while there are legitimate and legal purposes for using the dark web, it is also associated with illegal activities, and I strongly discourage engaging in any illegal activities or seeking to access the dark web for malicious purposes. Here are the basic steps for accessing the dark web. So first of all, you will need the necessary software. To access the dark web, you will need a special browser that can access .onion websites. The most common one is Tor. You can download it from their official website, which is www.torproject.org. Make sure you download it from the official source to avoid getting a malicious version or getting a virus. After downloading Tor, follow the installation instructions for your specific operating system. Tor is designed to route your internet traffic through a series of volunteer-operated servers to anonymize your connection. It is essential to use the default settings for anonymity. Once you have the Tor browser installed, launch it. It functions similarly to a regular web browser, but it is configured to access .onion websites. To visit websites on the dark web, you'll need the .onion web addresses. These are different from traditional URLs that end in .com, for example. You can find .onion links on specialized forums, websites, or directories, although I strongly discourage illegal activities or seeking out harmful content on some of these. When browsing the dark web, it is crucial to maintain your anonymity. Do not provide any personal information, log into accounts with your real credentials, or download files from untrusted sources. Remember that dark web contains both legal and illegal content, and engaging in illegal activities can have serious consequences in your life. The dark web is constantly changing. The websites you may visit may come and go and may change from hour to hour. Always exercise caution and keep your security software and Tor browser up to date to mitigate the risks. Accessing the dark web is legal in most countries, but using it for illegal activities is not. Engaging in illegal activities on the dark web can result in legal consequences. Some of these can be up to life in prison. It's important to use the dark web responsibly and legally. The majority of the dark web content is not related to illegal activities, and it can be a valuable resource for individuals who require anonymity and privacy for legitimate reasons. Always prioritize your safety and be cautious when exploring this hidden part of the internet. The dark web's existence relies on a combination of technologies and encryption methods to ensure user anonymity and privacy. The Tor network, for instance, employs a system of layered encryption, which bounces user traffic through different servers, which makes it extremely difficult for anyone to trace the origin of a connection. Other networks, like I2P or the Invisible Internet Project, offer similar anonymity features. Activities on the dark web are extremely vast and not limited to just criminal endeavors. They can be divided into several distinct components, each with their own characteristics and purposes. The first of which I'll talk about is marketplaces. One of the most infamous aspects of the dark web is its online marketplaces. These platforms facilitate the buying and selling of illegal goods and services, such as drugs, counterfeit documents, hacking tools, and stolen data. These markets often operate with their own cryptocurrencies, such as Bitcoin, to ensure a degree of anonymity for transactions. Marketplaces like Silk Road, which is now defunct, we'll talk about that later, Alphabay, which was shut down in 2017, and more recently, Empire Market, have garnered significant attention. There are obviously a lot more, but I cannot give you the information on what is present and working. There are also forums and communities on the dark web. The dark web hosts a multitude of forums and communities where users can discuss various topics. While some of these forums are dedicated to illegal activities, others focus on issues like cybersecurity, privacy, and political activism. These communities often provide a space for like-minded individuals to communicate without fear of censorship. Platforms like WikiLeaks, SecureDrop, and GlobalLeaks have found refuge on the dark web. They offer a secure space for whistleblowers to submit sensitive documents while protecting their anonymity. This component highlights the potential for the dark web to serve as a tool for exposing wrongdoing. Some areas of the dark web are dedicated to educational resources and information sharing as well. These include guides on cybersecurity, tutorials for programming and hacking, and even academic materials. While some content is aimed at promoting illegal activities, others are focused on legitimate learning. Another great feature of the dark web, there are a lot of VPN services. It offers a wide range of anonymity services, like VPNs, the Tor browser already does it for you, encrypted email providers, and tools for secure communication. These services can be invaluable for individuals living in oppressive regimes or those concerned about government surveillance. The dark web hosts a vibrant community of cybersecurity researchers who use it for testing vulnerabilities, sharing knowledge, and collaborating on projects aimed at enhancing online security. The dark web's anonymity and the range of activities it facilitates give rise to a host of legal and ethical concerns. Some key issues include law enforcement challenges. The dark web presents significant challenges for law enforcement agencies worldwide. Tracking and prosecuting individuals engaged in illegal activities on the dark web can be highly complex given the layers of encryption and anonymity it provides. It can be nearly impossible to track someone down if done correctly. The diverse activities that can be done on the dark web blur the lines between ethical and unethical behavior. While some use it to protect free speech and privacy, others exploit it for criminal gain. This ethical ambiguity fuels ongoing debates about the dark web's role in society. As I mentioned a little bit before, one of the great uses of the dark web, though, is it provides a platform for individuals to exercise their freedom of speech, particularly in countries with oppressive regimes. However, this freedom can also be exploited to disseminate hate speech, extremist ideologies, and illegal content. The dark web is a multifaceted realm, offering a diverse array of activities from illegal markets to activism and privacy-focused initiatives. While it has garnered a reputation for harboring illegal activities, it also serves as a vital space for those seeking anonymity, privacy, or platform to challenge oppressive regimes. Understanding the dark web's complexities and its potential legal and ethical implications is crucial as the digital landscape continues to evolve. Now I'm going to spend a little bit of talking about one of the marketplaces, one of the most famous, which was the Silk Road. The Silk Road was a groundbreaking and infamous online marketplace on the dark web, serving as a hub for illicit trade and innovative uses of cryptocurrency. This comprehensive podcast delves deep into the story of the Silk Road, exploring its origins, operations, and ultimate downfall, while also examining its broader implications for technology, law enforcement, and the perception of the hidden internet. The Silk Road is synonymous with the Silk Road trade route of antiquity, represents a modern-day digital odyssey. It was founded by Ross Ulbricht, a self-proclaimed libertarian, The Silk Road was an online marketplace that operated on the dark web from 2011 to 2013. It was a platform designed to facilitate anonymous transactions of illicit goods and services. I will dive into a little bit more detail about the Silk Road from its inception to its sensational takedown in 2013, shedding light on the complex interplay of technology, law enforcement, and the ethical questions surrounding it. Silk Road emerged as a response to what Ross Ulbricht, the original founder, saw as the inadequacies of traditional drug trade. Ulbricht operated under the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts, envisioned a marketplace that prioritized user privacy and autonomy. By using the Tor network, which provided a layer of anonymity to users, the Silk Road was established to be beyond the reach of traditional law enforcement and regulatory bodies. The Silk Road's name was symbolic of the global reach and interconnectedness of the dark web, just as the historical Silk Road connected the East and the West. Cryptocurrency and anonymity. The Silk Road is one of the pioneering platforms to embrace Bitcoin as the primary mode of payment. This decision allowed users to make purchases while maintaining a high level of anonymity. The decentralized nature of Bitcoin and synonymous transactions made a perfect choice for a platform that prioritized user privacy. In addition to its notoriety for drug sales, the Silk Road offered a diverse range of products and services. These included hacking tools, counterfeit money, forged documents, and even non-illegal items like art, literature, and apparel. This diversity helped Silk Road attract a wide array of users, expanding its reach beyond the criminal underworld. Silk Road implemented a sophisticated reputation system that allowed buyers and sellers to rate each other based on the quality of transactions. This user review system fostered trust within the community, creating a safer environment for conducting illicit trade. Users relied on these reviews to make informed decisions regarding their purchases and who they would want to buy from. Silk Road's reign ultimately came to a dramatic end in October of 2013 when Ross Ulbricht was arrested by a multi-agency task force, which included the FBI, in a San Francisco library. His arrest marked a pivotal moment in the takedown of the Silk Road. Ulbricht was charged with money laundering, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, and conspiring to traffic narcotics. The investigation led to his arrest was a testament of the ability of law enforcement to penetrate the supposedly impenetrable depths of the dark web. He only made a few mistakes when going about his operation. If not, there's a good chance they would have never found him. Ross Ulbricht's trial was a high-profile event, garnering substantial media attention. The court sentenced him to life in prison without the possibility of parole. This set legal precedents for cases involving the dark web and online marketplaces. Ulbricht's conviction served as a strong warning to anyone who contemplated engaging in illegal activities on the dark web. Silk Road showcased both the challenges and capabilities of law enforcement in pursuing criminal activities on the dark web. It underlined the need for innovative methods and technology to combat cybercrime effectively. The case led to increased investment in cybercrime detection and investigations, benefiting the broader field of cybersecurity. Silk Road's use of Bitcoin emphasized the necessity for cryptocurrency regulation as well. Governments worldwide have since enacted laws and regulations to address the potential illicit use of digital currencies. In turn, this had led to a greater legitimacy and adoption of cryptocurrencies worldwide. The Silk Road case initiated an ongoing discourse about the ethical implications of creating a platform that enabled both criminal and non-criminal activities. It forced individuals to confront the moral ambiguities of the dark web and the tension between personal freedoms and public safety. The story of the Silk Road, with its meteoric rise and spectacular fall, continues to be a landmark case in the history of the dark web. It demonstrated the potential for innovation and criminality on these hidden platforms, prompting discussions about privacy, security, and law enforcement in the digital age. The legacy of the Silk Road endures, influencing debates on technology, online markets, and individual freedoms, making it a defining chapter in the evolution of the dark web and the broader internet landscape. The Silk Road serves as a cautionary tale, a source of lessons learned, and a catalyst for ongoing conversations about the complex interplay between technology, ethics, law, and individual liberty in a digital era. Its impact on the online world reverberates to this day, shaping the way we perceive the hidden corners of the internet and the challenges they pose to society. Different countries deal with the dark web in various ways, depending on their legal frameworks, technological capabilities, and law enforcement resources. Here's an overview of how some different countries approach the dark web. So for the United States, has been very proactive in combating the dark web criminal activity. It has various law enforcement agencies dedicated to cybersecurity and the investigation of online criminal activities, which include the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and DHS, which is the Department of Homeland Security. They work in collaboration with international agencies to investigate and prosecute individuals engaged in illicit activities on the dark web. Another example is the European Union. Countries within the European Union have taken a unified approach to combating dark web activities. Europol, which is the EU's law enforcement agency, plays a significant role in coordinating efforts to address transnational cybercrime, including dark web-related offenses. The EU has also implemented regulations related to data privacy and cybersecurity, such as the GDPR, which is the General Data Protection Regulation, which can have implications for dark web investigations. Russia is another example. Russia has a reputation for being less cooperative in international efforts to combat cybercrime on the dark web. While Russian authorities do investigate some cybercriminals, they are often accused of providing a safe haven for hackers who target foreign entities. Some cybercriminals who conduct activities on the dark web have been known to operate with relative impunity within Russia's borders. So compared to the United States and the European Union, Russia does little to nothing to stop those people. Another example is China. China takes a very different approach from Russia. China has a strict stance on internet censorship and control. The Great Firewall of China is used to block access to many foreign websites and services, including those on the dark web. China's authorities also monitor internet traffic closely, making it difficult for Chinese citizens to access or participate in dark web activities. The United Kingdom. The United Kingdom has established its own cybersecurity agency, which is the NCSC, the National Cybersecurity Center, which works to protect the country from cyber threats, including those from the dark web. Law enforcement agencies in the UK collaborate with international counterparts to investigate and prosecute individuals involved in dark web criminal activities. Many countries have taken steps to combat dark web activities, often through specialized cybercrime units within their law enforcement agencies. The extent of their success in dealing with the dark web varies, and it depends on factors such as funding, technological expertise, and international cooperation. In summary, the approach to dealing with the dark web varies from country to country. Some nations are more proactive than others in addressing the dark web-related crimes, and others cooperate extensively with international agencies. The dynamic and international nature of the dark web makes it an ongoing challenge for countries to address comprehensively. While the dark web's future offers potential benefits, it also raises significant concerns. The increased use of encryption and decentralized technologies may hinder law enforcement efforts to combat cybercrime. Additionally, the dark web may be exploited for more malicious purposes, such as organizing cyber attacks, distributing illegal content, and furthering cyber espionage. The future of the dark web is poised to be both promising and perilous. Emerging trends suggest that the dark web will continue to adapt and evolve, offering enhanced privacy and innovative use cases. However, it also remains a hotspot for illegal activities, challenging the efforts of law enforcement agencies and cybersecurity experts. To navigate the evolving landscape of the dark web, policymakers, law enforcement agencies, and cybersecurity experts must remain vigilant, technologically adept, and adaptable in their approach to address the complexities that lie ahead. The dark web's future may be difficult to predict with certainty, but it is certain to remain an influential part of the digital world. My name is Christian Bilwin, and this was Digital Shadows. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our weekly podcast, and I hope you have a great day.